21 years ago, the first tower had come down. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Lower Manhattan was on fire after two planes collided with the World Trade Center. Fox's David Lee Miller was there on 9/11.
The scene is horrific. One of the two towers literally collapsed. I was making my way to the foot of the World Trade Center. Suddenly, while talking to an officer who was questioning me about my press credentials, we heard a very loud blast, an explosion. We looked up, and the building literally began to collapse.
In New York City today, a somber ceremony punctuated by moments of silence, bagpipes, and bells. Just as in years past, the names of those who died are being read. President Biden is at the Pentagon, where a giant American flag was unfurled in remembrance of those who died there.
64 people were aboard American Airlines Flight 77. The flight was hijacked by five Al-Qaeda terrorists, all Saudi men. About 30 minutes after taking off from Dulles Airport, bound for Los Angeles, the airliner was turned around somewhere over West Virginia and flew back here, skimming the top of a local hotel before slamming into the west side of the Pentagon.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. It shouldn't be much longer before the casket carrying Queen Elizabeth arrives in Edinburgh, Scotland, a funeral procession set off from Balmoral Castle about 5 hours ago. Yesterday at Windsor Castle,
brothers Prince William and Prince Harry appeared in a show of unity outside Windsor Castle, accompanied by their wives. They viewed flowers and other memorial items left by mourners. Prince William invited his brother, who left his official royal duties behind.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. King Charles is at Buckingham Palace today. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tracking gun sales through plastic. Another credit card company is making a move that might help prevent a future tragedy.
Visa announced Saturday it would adopt the new international merchant code for gun sales, which until now were classified as general merchandise. Gun control advocates say the new classification will help track suspicious surges of gun sales prior to any potential mass shooting, but gun rights advocates argue it would unfairly segregate legal gun sales, which cause no problems. There are merchant category codes for almost every kind of thing we buy, including purchases at supermarkets, clothing stores, and even coffee shops. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, whose city is fighting an increase in gun violence, called the move common sense.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, MasterCard, and American Express have already said they would categorize purchases at firearm stores. A handful of COVID-19 cases has led to a mass quarantine at a college in China. Almost 500 students were bused to a quarantine facility this weekend. China operates under a strict zero COVID policy, and currently about 65 million people are under lockdown. More buses carrying migrants are on the move.
An estimated 300 migrants have been bused from Texas to Chicago, a so-called sanctuary city, over the last couple weeks, which Chicago Mayor and Democrat Lori Lightfoot called inhumane and unpatriotic.
What we have and will continue to do is welcome them. with open arms.
And as more migrants are expected, the village of Burr Ridge confirms many of the migrants have been bused to some of its hotels in neighboring DuPage County without consultation from Chicago, Cook County, or the state.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Yesterday, the suburb of Elk Grove reportedly received two buses carrying about 90 migrants. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.